from KQED.
You might say California politics are full of Shakespearean drama. The history is filled with power grabs, betrayal, and fatally flawed leaders. Well, now, LA's Cornerstone Theater is taking that idea to a new level. The community theater troupe reimagines Shakespeare's The Tempest as a parable steeped in California politics, agriculture, and the hunger that drives so many Californians. As part of our series exploring social issues related to the arts, the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story.
In Shakespeare's original text for The Tempest, the magician Prospero and his daughter Minerva are exiled to a remote island by his backstabbing brother. In Cornerstone Theater's interpretation, Prospero is a black woman, Prospera, the deposed governor of California, brought down by her brother in a recall election.
His plan is to leave her out in the desert in the Imperial Valley for her and her daughter to die.
Michael John Garces is director of California, The Tempest.
The henchman who's supposed to do that feels sorry for them and actually hides them out up in the lost coast of California.
That's the rugged, mostly inaccessible stretch of coastline in Humboldt County. Stranded on a windswept mountaintop, Prospera exacts her revenge, first by causing a plane crash and then by whipping up a most Californian natural disaster.
Somehow, through magic powers that she's acquired there, engineers this illusion that there's been this horrific storm and all of California has been submerged.
Is that like stirring up some power, or what am I doing?
I literally think she's
on a hot afternoon in Cornerstone's rambling red brick warehouse space with the air conditioner blasting, Garces runs the actors through the script. It's early in the rehearsal stage, so actors are just getting their first taste of dialogue.
The dome and capitol in Sacramento threw open doors for me, her favorite daughter.
Over its 30 years of production, Cornerstone's taken on subject matter that might give your average theater company stage fright. Illegal immigration, gay Christians, and the battle over reproductive rights. California the Tempest is part of Cornerstone's years-long hunger cycle, exploring issues of desire, addiction, and food scarcity, says the play's Oregon-based author and Cornerstone co-founder Allison Carey.
California's at a time with the drought and demands on its resources that literal hunger, there is that to be discussed. And there is the question of hunger within all these different communities that are involved in this project that grow food but still have the problem of hunger among their community members.
Cornerstone is staging multiple versions of California the Tempest across the state through next year, with the majority performed in fairly remote farm towns in the Central and Imperial Valleys, says director Garces.
You know, you zip up and down the 5 or the 99 and don't realize the sort of rich communities. And when we're driving through these fields, they're not empty. They are filling our supermarkets with produce, right? Plus the culture that's going on there. And there's a real lack of understanding, at least among some of our urban fellow Californians.
Residents of those Central Valley farming communities wash up on California's golden shores, survivors of Prospera's flood. They wrestle with weighty philosophical dilemmas and personal dramas driven by hunger for food, love, and power. Each staging will be adapted to reflect local issues, characters, and lore. Cornerstone is also filling out its cast of professional actors with amateurs and non-actors drawn from each community, says assistant director Daniel Bonilla.
And they're going for it. And some of them have not had the experience of being on stage or working with Shakespeare, but that's exciting to us. That's what it's about.
If I'm a park, my wonders, they are yours now to explore.
At a recent table reading, Karen Covarrubias, as Minerva, works over lines with the actor who plays her lover, Ferdinand.
My hand.
And mine.
25-year-old Covarrubias is from the gritty L.A. community of Pacoima, one of the stops in the California the Tempest tour. She's not a professional, but has done a few plays here and there and was a narrator in another Cornerstone production.
I love the fact that they're so diverse, like all types of communities. They feel like family to me. So it'll be exciting once we get to Pacoima because we're going to be doing the play there on my birthday. So my family is going to get to see me.
And mine. With my heart in it. And now, farewell to half an hour hence.
Thousand.
Exit Ferdinand and Minerva in separate directions.
We're looking for people who are connected to their communities, who, you know, have some natural proclivity towards performance.
Director Michael John Garces.
What you sacrifice in craft I think you gain an authenticity of voice. I think you gain an actual passionate connection to the issues of the play. And that brings the story and brings the performance events very much to life.
What may stir a tempest in a rough and ready farm town like Arvin, like unemployment and access to healthy, affordable food, may be a lot different than what raises the floodwaters in Pacoima or Eureka. Penetrating and exploring the eye of those tempests is key, says playwright Allison Carey.
What in each of these communities are the things that they are longing to have more of and longing to have less of? And how does our hunger to affect the future manifest itself in our day-to-day lives?
That may be a lot to hang on the shoulders of William Shakespeare. So here's another way to view California the Tempest, as an edgy, irreverent reimagining of Shakespeare that could only be made in California. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, and the California Arts Council, a state agency advancing California through the arts and creativity.